So let's review. The Gemara continues expounding the text of the Megillah. Vayhi oimein es Hadasa. The Gemara notes, Karilo Hadasa v'karilo Esther. She's called both Hadasa and Esther. And the Gemara offers several explanations. Rabbi Meir oimer, Esther Shema, v'lama nikru Shema Hadasa, al shem hatzadikim shenikru Hadasim. Her real name was Esther. She was called Hadasa because tzadikim are referred to as Hadasim. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Hadasa Shema, v'lama nikri Shema Esther, al shem shehoisa masteres devoreha. Her real name was Hadasa, but she was called Esther because she hid her identity. Rabbi Nechemia also says, Hadasa Shema, v'lama nikri Shema Esther, shehayu umoisa oilam koirinoisa al shum astar. Her real name was Hadasa, but she was called Esther because she was as beautiful as the moon. Others say, Esther yirakroikis hoisa. Her real name was Esther, but she was called Hadasa because she had a greenish complexion, like a Hadas. However, Chutshal Chesed Mashuch Aleha. Hashem gave her special grace to appear attractive to all. And the Megillah continues. Uv'maisa avia v'imah l'kachah Mardechai lo levas. Mardechai adopted Esther. We expound al tirki levas el lebayis. He later married her. Ve'esheva hana'orois v'goymer. She had 7 maidservants. The Gemara explains Shaisa Moina Bohenyame Shabbos. She used their rotation to keep track of the days of the week and of Shabbos. Vayas HaMelech Mishte Godol. After he married Esther, Achashverus tried various tactics to get her to reveal her nationality. Ovad Mishtiya, Dali Kargo, Shada Pardishne, Veloy Galilei. He made a feast for her, established tax exemptions, and sent gifts to various nobles, but she didn't reveal it to him. Mordechai then advised him, Ein isha miskano ela biyera chaverta. Women are jealous of each other. Therefore he gathered maidens again, but afilu hachi lo galyalei. She still didn't reveal it to him. As the Pasuk states, Ein Esther magedes moiladata ve'es ama. The Gemara proceeds to explain, B'schar tzniyas shehoisa ba b'rachel zachsa v'yotza mimenu shaul. U'b'schar tzniyas shehoya boi b'shaul zachsa v'yotza mimenu Esther. Due to her modesty in not revealing her sister's identity, Rachel Imenu merited a descendant like Shaul HaMelech, and because of his modesty in not revealing that he had been anointed as king, he merited a descendant like Esther, who kept her identity a secret. Vayevoda hadover leMordechai v'goymer. Mordechai found out about the plot of Bigson and Seresh. The Gemara explains, Bigson v'Seresh shnei tarsiim havu, v'hayim esapim b'loshen tursi. They were conversing in Tarshin, complaining about the king, and they decided to poison Achashverosh. However, they did not know ki Mordechai miyoshvei lishkas hagozis hoya, v'hayoidea b'shivim loshen, that Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin and was fluent in all 70 languages. Achar hadvarim ho'ele. The pasuk describes Haman's rise to power. The Gemara explains, Achar shebara kadosh baruch hu refua l'maka. After Hashem prepared the remedy, by placing Esther in a position to influence Achashverosh, he orchestrated Haman's rise to power and brought about the decree upon Klal Yisrael. Hippul pur hu ha-goyro. Haman cast lots to decide when to kill the Jews. Kivin shenofal pur b'chodesh Adar, samach simcha gedoylo. When the lot fell in the month of Adar, he rejoiced, saying, Nofal li pur b'yerach shemes boi Moshe. This is the month when Moshe Rabbeinu died, and so it's a bad omen for the Yidden. However, he did not realize she b'shiva ba'adar meis u'b'shiva ba'adar noilod, that Moshe was also born in Adar, making it a favorable month for the Jews. Haman asserted to Achashverosh, Yeshnoi am echad, and the Gemara explains, Yoshnoi min ha-mitzvahs. The Jews have become lax in observing the mitzvahs, therefore Hashem will not protect them, and we can overcome them. Furthermore, mefuzarun heim bein ha-amin. They're scattered throughout your kingdom, and so no one province will suffer much from their absence. Furthermore, v'daseim shoynois mikol am, meaning, loy achli minon, v'loy naspi minon, v'loy menaspi lon. They don't eat with us, they don't intermarry with us. Furthermore, v'estosei hamelech einam oisim, they don't participate in the national service, because mafki l'kulashata v'shehi pehi, Shabbos ayoyim, Pesach ayoyim, they're always claiming it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. Furthermore, they disparage the king because Neufel Zvuv Bekoisei Shel Echad Mehen, Zorkoi Veshoiseyu, V'madoini HaMelech Negea Bekoisei Shel Echad Mehen, Choyvtoi Bekarka Ve'eno Shoiseyu. They would take a fly out of their cup and drink the wine, but if the king touched it, they would spill it out. Haman then said, "Imal Hamelech Toiv Yikosev LaAbdom VaAseres Alofim Kikar Kesef VeGoimer." Haman pledged 10,000 silver kikar to the treasury. The Gemara comments, "Goluv Yadua Lefnei Misha Amar VeHayu HaOilam SheAsid Haman Lishkol Shkolim Al Yisrael LeFikach Hiktim Shekleim Lishkolov." Hashem preempted his offer by commanding the Yidden to give shkolim to the Beis Hamikdash.